Hello, this is Chuck Buller for the Palm Village Word, and I'm here with my colleagues,
Jim Duick
and Evelyn Schlesselman.
We want to talk today about a biblical subject and one that goes beyond the Bible in thinking through the issue of how do we exercise responsibility for our families. There are no shortage of scriptures that encourage Christians how to be responsible parties when it comes to their parents. One of the verses that has something of a sharp edge to it is found in 1 Timothy 5:8, which says, "If anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for his immediate family, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." That's one of those hard passages in Scripture. If you do just a little bit of research on your verse, you find that Paul's logic wasn't intended to be as sharp as it might sound. He was simply concluding that in every culture, be it Christian or in his day pagan or unchristian or non-Christian, there was just the assumption that everybody was supposed to take care of their family, and there was no social safety net with the government. And so in many ways, he was simply expressing his almost disbelief that there would be anybody who would consider that. In today's culture, we have so many more choices. I think one of the issues the church is grappling with in our culture and time is how to express our faith as we take care of our parents. One of the verses that isn't sharp but is positive is found in Ephesians 6:1-3. "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth." My friend Jim has an interesting view of this scripture from Ephesians 6, starting with the end and letting it be the beginning. Jim, tell us about that.
When I read verses like that, it seems like if it says this is the first commandment with a promise, it's a promise that if you honor your mother and father, that you're going to have a long life. So I guess you could look at that. I'm not a biblical scholar, so I'd have to defer to the seminary professors on this one. But in a very simple way of looking at it, it looks like if you dishonor your parents, your life might be short. But I think another aspect to this is the Bible is full of instructions for all of us. And I view the Bible as a blueprint for life. If you want to have a good, fulfilling, productive life, follow what the Bible teaches. And there's lots of blessings in store. I heard a sermon one time where a pastor was talking about a guy, this is obviously fiction, but somebody had gotten to heaven and God opened the door and said, "Here, take a look." And there was all kinds of wonderful blessings and just amazing things in there. And then the person that got to heaven said, "Well, what is this?" "Well, these are all the blessings you could have had." Now, that's obviously not in the Bible anywhere, but I think there's a concept there that if you follow what the Bible teaches, things will go well for you.
Yeah. I was just doing a tour with somebody recently down in skilled nursing, and they had just made the comment to me or asked the question, how many children actually visit their parents in skilled nursing? And I said, well, I don't have a quantitative way of knowing that, but I said, I have the foolproof way of determining whether when you're in skilled nursing, you get visited. And they go, "Oh, what's that?" And I said, "Visit your parents." I said, I think it just has this amazing way of coming full circle. If we honor our father and mother, even when they're lying in skilled nursing, by not begrudgingly driving up there thinking, "Oh boy, I got to make that weekly visit or that monthly visit or that quarterly visit or that whatever that is," that's probably about how often we're going to get visited someday. So maybe there's kind of that predictive part of the text, which isn't just descriptive that your life will be shorter or longer, but that in fact you are kind of setting a path for your own life. Evelyn, you've worked in another facility besides Palm Village. You've seen plenty of kids of residents, you know, come and go. What do you think a quality of life represents in terms of taking care of parents who live in a retirement community?
You mean as far as the quality for the residents?
Both. That's a good question.
Yeah, because obviously there is a difference. Obviously, the residents, the seniors, for the most part, they're happy to be around their kids. They want their kids to be there. But I mean, I've seen lots of different things. We had a lady move out of the Central Valley to San Jose because she had kids that lived up there. And she was so excited. Her kids had found this great community for her to live in. And she thought, I'm going to get to see them all the time. She got up there, and within 6 months, she came back because she said, I love my children. But honestly, because they are so busy with their own kids, I didn't see them much more than I already see them when I'm back down here. And if I'm here where my friends are, I get to see my friends every day. So I think there's a whole other aspect to this besides just your own family, but your own community and your extended family support, whether that be your other friends. I think a lot of us as staff, we end up kind of being the surrogate families mm-hmm. for our residents. I have a lady that visits me almost every day, comes into my office, and just little tiny things that she needs help with because she's, you know, some arthritis and some vision issues. And so things that she used to be able to do all the time, she can't do so easily. And I am more than happy to do it for her. And not too long ago, she said something to me. She said, well, my son used to help me with this and my daughter used to help me with that. And they just don't seem to have the time to help me anymore. And I said, you know, it makes sense. It's hard. They're probably juggling their own lives. And I'm right here and I'm happy to do it for you. And she patted me on the back and she said, promise me that you'll be good to your parents when they're my age, that you'll take good care of them.
What a great story.
Yeah.
And we're making the assumption in this time together that we believe that a retirement community like Palm Village is a place where children can fulfill the biblical command, the biblical principle that we take care of our families. But we've only been around, I mean, in this form for maybe 100 years of having established retirement communities, and prior to that, it was always the family. So let's talk a little bit about why a retirement community can be a fulfillment of God's command to honor your father and mother. Jim, your parents live at Palm Village. How do you see it as a son?
My parents live there, and now my wife's parents also live at Palm Village. Mm-hmm. And we see it as a very positive experience for them. Matter of fact, family, I think in the case of my wife's parents, they're going to actually get more visits now from children and grandchildren because they're much closer to them now. They lived in Fresno for their entire marriage, and now they're in Reedley where their son and daughter live and where all of their grandchildren are. So in that sense, they're going to see their family a lot more. Grandkids can actually get on their bicycles and ride the two blocks over to where they live. That's an unusual situation, though. That's not the case with most families. Another scripture I'd like to bring up, Chuck, is the one Ecclesiastes 4:12 that says, though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves, and a cord of three strands is not quickly broken. Each family, I think, might want to read that and decide how that relates to their particular family and their situation. The three, in this case, could be the family, the church, and Palm Village, in that all three work together. And when all three are involved, you have a much stronger, possibly a healthier situation for the entire family.
Absolutely. And we hope to continue to make Palm Village a strong and financially secure organization, so that it can be part of that partnership with the church for years to come. We are a faith-based organization with a beginning that grew out of the walls of Reedley Mennonite Brethren Church. And so we absolutely believe that we are part of the equation, certainly not the whole equation. There are children of seniors who literally do see their parents go to a retirement community and then never visit them again. We don't think that that is exactly what the Bible had in mind. But as our culture changes in terms of how we look at seniors, this burgeoning group of people, the fastest growing demographic in our culture, one of the fastest growing demographics of people are those who are turning 100 plus. As medicines improve and pharmaceuticals, we can plan to live longer lives, not shorter lives. We suggest at Palm Village, this is a conversation the church has to engage. And it can't just be left to government. It can't be left to church. It probably can't just be left to families. Although it is not infrequent that I meet people who say, my culture, my background is that we take care of our grandparents at home. And I always say, that's great. Have you asked your grandparents how they feel about it? Whose needs are you meeting? And that is not to challenge them or threaten them, but to simply remember there's two sides to this equation, as you mentioned, Evelyn. There's the resident and there's the child.
Well, definitely. And oftentimes it's the senior that is saying that, is saying, my plan is that my kids will take care of me. So I have the opposite response then is, well, have you talked to your kids about it? You know, I will never forget being in a support group a couple years ago, in the support group, very similar to the one I'm running right now, which is for families that are caring for a loved one that has some form of dementia. And we were in the support group with about four sisters that were there, and they were very frustrated that mom had not, in their eyes, made better financial plans to provide for her care. Mm. Because the way the sister saw it, if mom had the funds, then that would meet her needs. And they were very frustrated. And I'll never forget that the response that my co-leader was, she said, "Your mom did plan." And the sister said, "What do you mean mom planned? No, she didn't." And my co-leader said, "Yes, she did. She had all four of you. That's her plan." You know, and it was great to see everybody just kind of respond to that. And even the sisters of, "Oh my goodness, you're right. We are a big piece to that." And so I think it's what you're trying to say, Chuck, is Palm Village is not here to replace the family, most definitely. And we can't be all things to all people. We definitely need the family's involvement. But at the same time, not all families can meet every single need of their loved one. So if we can work in partnership, that's usually the best situation for everybody.
Well, and even just this morning, I talked to a woman on the phone, and her three sisters had provided care for their mother and father, and their father eventually passed away while they were still in the home. Now the situation had changed for all the sisters, and the plan was still to take care of their mother, but they could see now to where that wasn't necessarily beneficial. She was in her home. She was isolated, even though they were all there to help and to support. They were deciding now that they thought she would have a better quality of life at Palm Village than staying in her home, because there'd be a lot more people her own age and people that she would have similar life experiences with, a lot more socialization. So even though they may have started off providing care in the home, situations and things can change.
Right, and we try to be honest with our listening audience that we recognize that only 10 to 15% of seniors in America are going to live in a retirement community. 80 to 85% are going to grow old and eventually die at home. We don't think that that means that our value is less. It's just a realization that people want to have choices as they come to their senior years. And we think that a place like Palm Village is one of the great choices. And we wouldn't be here if we weren't saying to you, our listening audience, as a Christian who's trying to decide how to be faithful to the commands of the Scriptures, to the principles of the Scriptures, somebody who wants to live a long life because you live consistent with the direction that the Bible points us and that our faith in Christ takes us, we think that having a conversation with a place like Palm Village is absolutely necessary as you help your parents make decisions about their future. Call any one of us, Jim Duick, Evelyn Schlesselman, myself, Chuck Buller. We all are people of faith. We all have parents, and we walk this journey with you. And thank you for being part of our listening audience and supporting us. We encourage you to think about attending our Fall Jamboree at Palm Village on October the 6th between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Come and meet us. Check it out. We'd love to meet you. Make sure you introduce yourselves to us as a listener of KRDU if you come to that event. It's a donation event. You can come and enjoy brunch with us. We would love to show you the facility. The phone number is 559-638-6933. This has been Chuck Buller for the Palm Village Word.